Ziggy X. They got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Hey guys,
it's Sally and Emma again.
Welcome to the Babel. So Emma, there were two hitting news going on last week. Kobe? Right?
Yeah, Kobe retiring.
Yes. Have you watched that basketball game?
No,
the
I haven't.
The last match.
Wow.
Okay.
Have you watched?
Yes, of course. Because you know, class 3 and class 4, we all watched that during Fondue class.
Really?
Yes.
It's very interesting. And another big incident.
Oh, you mean my favorite Korean soap opera? Taeyang de Hou Yi is... We expected that maybe Liu Shizhen Xi have died, but actually the two couples had a happy ending. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
So typical.
Typical
Korean... soap
opera. Yes.
Happy ending.
Yes. But you know, I found that this soap opera was too zhuan, too hong. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
And it just advertised for the Korean government, in especially its role in international diplomacy and, you know, things like that.
Probably it's a way of telling the world what Korean military is really like.
Yeah. Whatever,
so,
let it go.
Today's topic. Today we're going to talk about my favorite topic, supermodels.
Oh, your favorite topic, supermodel. Are you straight?
I'm not sure.
Wait,
actually.
You mean female or male supermodel?
Females mainly, but occasionally I like to see male supermodels, but you know, female models are more important or more famous than
why female are more like popular.
Probably I think to most people male models may always look the same. I think so.
The same?
Yeah, so when there's one male model who doesn't look the same to everyone else, he became very popular, like Lucky Blue Smith. He has white hair and a hideous smile and a very pure and innocent eye, and that just made him very different, and so he became a hit.
A lot of supermodels, they then become actors or singers, things like
just
that.
One of my favorite models, Cara Delevingne. She is from England, and she is currently the most famous supermodels in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Well, what makes her a like supermodel in known by, worldwide?
Like, I think mainly
her figure.
Yeah, and of course there's her coordination with Burberry and Chanel.
Oh, I see.
And
so it's the brand that chose her, and the brand made her popular.
And also she's very different from all other models because she's a lesbian.
Oh.
And
Well,
she's acting very weird, and she's a tomboy.
Weird like Lady Gaga?
No, not like not Lady Gaga weird.
Not weird.
Lady
in
Gaga
that
weird
way.
Is
okay.
Too weird, like too much.
Okay.
She's very like a very funny weird.
Yeah.
Funny weird.
Well, talking about weird, I think, you know, Eastern women in the foreigner, like Westerners mind, they preferred people like Liu Wen. And I think Liu Wen is actually beautiful in some way, but there is another one. I forgot her name.
Deng Wenti.
No, not her. A younger one. I mean, why is that? Like, we prefer more Caucasian figure looking.
Yeah.
While the Westerners think that the traditional or say classic typical Eastern women model should be like small eye, just like leaves.
Yeah, that bothers, it's bothers
really,
me too.
Yeah, it's really ugly.
Okay.
I've heard that many models they go on diets so that they can keep fit, and you know, sometimes to my mind they are too skinny and they're not healthy, and so there is a big health problem with supermodels, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly the point, Sally. Mm-hmm.
So what? And that's tell why, us more.
Yeah, that's why fashion models at Canada's Montreal Fashion Week take note. You won't be allowed to strut the runways if you're too thin. The move reflects a growing concern in the fashion industry. Show organizers in Paris, Milan, and around the world are responding to criticisms about the women who model each season fashions.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, the British Fashion Council recommended that models be screened for eating disorders.
Uh-huh.
Starting September 20, 2008, models will be required to provide a medical certificate showing that they are not eating disorder. Uh-huh.
They don't have that disorder.
Yeah.
Anorexic, I think it is that disorder's name. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, Some models, they go on a diet. They look okay. I mean, they're not fatty. They don't have, you know,
cocaine.
Yes.
Drugs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But the point is, I don't understand why so many models, they have become skinny, and I mean to a scary scale.
Yeah. They're trying to push themselves to size zero, while normal fit women are usually at size 4 or 6.
Mm-hmm. So to this point, I don't understand. Why do they make themselves scarily skinny? That's not beautiful. And they are suffering from not eating food, from eating disorders. Why is this happening? Since you have focused on, modeling for so long, do you have any idea about this?
I think probably in my personal opinion. Thank you, Sally, for the very hard and impossible to answer question.
Emma is angry with
Based on my understanding, I think probably it has something to do with Kate Moss.
What do you mean?
She was like one of she was the most famous supermodel in probably the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so thin that people might consider her as a patient and suffered from an illness.
Yeah.
But then again, somehow people saw beauty in it. So she kind of changed the way people thought of fashion. She changed the way of people thought of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And people started to appreciate her beauty in her illnesses.
Mm.
And she became really famous.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
But I still like women or men who is strong, mm-hmm. look healthy, not skinny. And I hope everybody, girls, don't follow those models. Don't follow those guys. Just lead a healthy and happy life for yourself.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
Yes, and beauty always is just who you are.
Yeah.
Stands within you, not with what you look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be skinny, please.
Yeah.
That's not sexy at all.
I think healthy is a kind of new trend for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because more and more models are actually trying to exercise and eat more healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exercising and, you know, have a little muscle. It is a new fashion right
now. Yeah, and do you know, like, nowadays models consider it a very proud figure to have abs.
Yes. Actually, I'm working on that every day.
Actually, I already have abs.
Okay. Okay. Who don't?
Okay, you don't.
Okay. Time is up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry, guys. We gotta go. Nice to talking to you again. Yeah. And again. See you next time, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.